USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI is investigating the cause of power outages throughout North Carolina after authorities say they believe vandals shot up two power substations, leaving tens of thousands of people in the dark. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper calls the incident a criminal attack Monday and says the people who did this will be brought to justice.
I know that they are leaving no stone unturned in this investigation to find those who are responsible.
An updated COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5 may be on the way. Pfizer submitted its application to the FDA as high levels of respiratory illnesses are currently circulating among young children. The new vaccine would serve as the third shot in the three-dose primary series. Russian missiles have bombarded Ukraine's infrastructure, leaving millions without access to water or electricity. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says there have been dozens of strikes.
Putin continues to try to bring the Ukrainian people to their knees, and just the utter brutality of continuing to strike clearly civilian targets with that goal in mind, really just to cause human suffering. He certainly is not going after military targets.
The IRS is issuing a reminder this week for taxpayers to prepare to report transactions of at least $600 that are received through payment apps like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App. The IRS also warning small business owners about the $600 threshold for receiving Form 1099-K for third-party payments exceeding $600. The new rule only applies to payments received for goods and services transactions. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Twitter's CEO Elon Musk is doing what he can to restore people's faith in the social media company.
Saying transparency is a must at Twitter before trust can begin, new CEO Elon Musk has given official Twitter documents to the media that exposes the federal government and Twitter executives would meet weekly to discuss narratives and what information should be censored from the American people. What makes this especially compromising is it happened during a presidential election. Mr. Musk on Saturday explained his position.
I mean, the idea here is simply to come clean on everything that has happened in the past in order to have a, you know, build public trust for the future.
I think there will be more smoking guns, because the obvious next question is, well, what happened after the election? That's probably the right thing for episode two, is what happened after the election.
From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 77-year-old Colorado woman is suing a police detective who ordered a SWAT raid on her house. Apple's Find Me app falsely located several stolen items, including firearms, at her Denver home. The lawsuit filed by lawyers with the ACLU of Colorado alleges that detectives illegally issued a warrant for a raid on her house. A lawsuit is being filed by Taylor Swift fans against Live Nation over the mishandling of the pop star's ticket sale for her upcoming shows. The complaint was filed in a Los Angeles court against the ticket company. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.